Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest is Kate Arora, the communications manager with Shaw Contract. Kate, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you, Kim?
I'm good. We were together last week at Greenbuild. I thought it'd be good to catch up with what Shaw Contract was talking about at that show. Before we get to that, though, let's real quick run through your background. You graduated from the same place I did. You're a graduate of the UT, University of Tennessee College of Communications. And after that, you got in the design business with TVS in Atlanta, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, and then you've been at Shaw for what, about 3 years?
Yes, it'll be 3 years in June.
Okay. What drove you to focus in the design business with TVS?
I actually majored in literature at UT because I've always been really interested in narrative and telling stories, and communication seemed to be a business application of that interest. So, of course, you know, when you have a liberal arts degree, your parents are asking, how are you going to apply that into the business world? And the design industry is really full of stories about the human experience. So I got to learn a lot about that firsthand from TVS Design, an architecture and interior design firm in Atlanta, before joining Shaw Contract in 2017.
That reminds me of a joke. What's the difference between a park bench and a student with a humanities degree?
Oh, no. I have no idea.
A park bench will support a family. All right, let's stay back on track. So, Greenbuild, what were a couple of Shaw's key messages at the show?
Yeah, so two of the key messages that we were really talking about this year at Greenbuild, the first being celebration of 20 years of making EcoWorks-backed product. And the second was the launch of our sustainability journal, 2 Degrees. So with EcoWorks, we were talking a lot about just what that 20 years has looked like for us, how we manufacture that backing, and then, of course, as a part of that, being involved with the Cradle to Cradle folks for the last 20 years with that EcoWorks story as well.
Give me the backstory on EcoWorks. What makes that such a unique product?
So EcoWorks is PVC-free, and it's a backing that, when it's made, uses 40% less energy consumption during the manufacturing process. It's also completely circular, so we recycle it at the end of its useful life, and our EcoWorks back products come with a recycling guarantee, so it will take it back and then make it into itself again.
All right, so it's 20 years old, and back 20 years ago, I mean, most people know modular carpet tile has a very rigid backing on it, and you guys were able to develop a product that was circular, which means that you could take the backing after its use and convert it back into backing again, which is a recycle, not a downcycle, right?
That's correct, yes.
That was innovative back then and continues to be innovative, or other people would be doing it. Another part of your message was this 2 Degrees message. Talk about that.
Yeah, so 2 Degrees kind of came about because we wanted to make a sustainability report. We didn't want to focus so much on our own accolades, but really use the opportunity to lift up stories from our partners in the community. I know that you talked to John Stevens recently about our new mindset and vision that we're calling Smarter Impact. And as part of being a knowledge-led, human-centric, and optimistic brand, we really feel like it's our responsibility to lift up those stories in the community, especially around what people are doing in sustainability.
All right, so what were a couple of the takeaways from putting that focus on that?
Well, first off, I have a new level of empathy for anyone in the media business because making a magazine is a labor of love.
Exactly.
It was a new challenge for us, but we felt that was, you know, taking an editorial approach was the best format for this. And so we learned a lot about how to tell stories, how to compile them, and present them in a way that our audience cares about. But one of the other big takeaways that we pulled from this was that we can really learn a lot from each other. We don't just have designers in the journal. We have artists, and we have municipalities. The city of San Francisco's toxicity department worked with us on a story in the journal. But looking at what, you know, an artist is doing with discarded glass to what a product studio in Sweden is doing with how they create a culture of dialogue, you know, really kind of overlaps in itself as we all try to move the needle forward in developing sustainable product. Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a printed book, but it's also available online, right?
That's correct. There is a linkage, shawcontract.com/2degrees.
Okay, 2 degrees. And is that the number 2?
TWO.
Oh, TWO. Okay. All right, let's talk a little bit more about Greenbuild. Curious, who did you interact with at Greenbuild? Was it primarily A&D, or was there a lot of corporate sustainability people there as well?
We saw quite a few A&D folks at Greenbuild, but we also saw a really primarily sustainability-focused audience, so a lot of corporate sustainability folks were there. And because it's in Atlanta and there were quite a few universities whose students were present, we saw a lot of students as well.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we were talking about after the show, is that A&D is who you want to be there, because you want designers to specify products for the right reasons and for the sustainability message, which, you know, several of the people that were there have a great sustainability story to tell. And yet, with all these continuing education credits that you get, all these corporations send their sustainably minded people there, and then they look around to see what other people's stories are. So it's a little bit of, I guess, a divergent path from what we'd prefer. So when A&D was there, what were they most curious about?
They were asking a lot about, of course, about EcoWorks, because we had a big display of the four stages of that life cycle that people could kind of get their hands on and learn more about the process. But they were asking really specific questions about where our materials come from, how we recycle material. So definitely a different set of questions, especially coming from our student audience, I think, than we may have seen before.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you start thinking about, I mean, especially with your background with TVS, I mean, you start thinking about specifiers. You know, how important do you think sustainability is today? Do you think it's lost some of its luster, or is it about the same, or is it an increasing focus on sustainability?
I think sustainability is so essential in the specification process. You know, we get different questions from one segment to another, but the need at its core is the same. And the ideal would be really that specifiers don't have to wonder if a product is sustainable, but can instead look to specific qualities of sustainability when they're selecting flooring or other materials for a project. And that level of transparency and trust is really what we're aiming for at Shaw Contract.
All right, Kate. Well, thanks for spending time with us. Again, been talking to Kate Arora, a communications manager with Shaw Contract, about Green Build in Atlanta. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.